That's correct.
And do you, are these clients that you see just in the Atlanta area, or where do you get them from?
No, I could, most of my stuff is done over the internet, so I have it all over, okay. But the Atlanta area is where I physically see them. The other places I see them either via Skype or other methods like that, but what I'm doing is I'm helping the therapists or psychologists or psychiatrists work with these people, because there's two parts to an illness, whether it be substance abuse or mental illness. One is the physical, which is what I'm able to help with, and one is the actual mental, which the therapists or psychologists are able to help with. When you use both parts, it works much better, and you have a much better success rate and a much better relapse rate.
Right.
Or much lower relapse rate.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the main addictions that you have worked with?
Well, the biggest one is, of course, substance abuse, alcohol, heroin, other opioids, etc. The first thing people have to realize is that it is truly a disease. And they have to understand that. Most people, or a lot of people, don't think of substance abuse as a disease. They think it is an option, but it's not true. The substance abuse problem eventually takes over our middle brain, which is where we get our pleasure from, and it equates pleasure to survival, and they have to, you know, have the drug or alcohol, etc., you know, to survive. So it becomes a physical, real addiction besides the mental reasons that they're taking it. So what I do is I make up menus with my staff and food to stop the physical urge, because if they're in some type of clinic or therapy, in theory they're not taking the drugs or alcohol at the time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other things that stimulate the opiate receptors, and the opiate receptors then release chemicals that release dopamine. So I make sure the menus don't contain anything that is going to stimulate the opiate receptors, like sugar, sugar substitutes except for stevia, dairy, additives, preservatives, dyes.
Okay, give me one second. I'm a little behind you. I'm typing. So your menus don't allow, it doesn't include, you know, there's no sugar, sugar substitutes, but stevia is okay.
Yeah. Gluten.
No gluten, no dairy.
No dairy. No additives, preservatives, dyes, any of the artificial stuff. And of course, no drugs or alcohol. You also have to watch nicotine and caffeine are the other things. All those things do two things. They stimulate the opiate receptors, which is bad, and which eventually releases dopamine, which is the pleasure. So what the people tend to do who are addicted to drugs is they switch, since they don't have the drugs or alcohol available, and they start eating a lot of sugar or a lot of gluten, or they start smoking cigarettes.
Right. You just go outside of any AA meeting and you will see all of that in you know.
They got so mad at me. I said, what my life goal is to set up a booth in front of every AA and NA meeting and sell Snicker bars and cigarettes. And they didn't find me amusing because everybody's eating it.
Yeah, sure. So don't the people, if they are coming off drugs and they have these cravings and yet they're not allowed to use legal substances like alcohol, caffeine, and sugar, don't they have terrible cravings?
Well, first of all, they're under a therapy, under a therapist's care. So the best way to do it, I believe, is cold turkey. But if you let them switch from one addiction to another, because sugar is really the biggest addiction in the United States, and you let them switch, then after they leave and they stop the therapy, it's so easy to relapse. That's why we have an 85% relapse rate.
If for what substance abuse is that the relapse rate?
That's for substance abuse in general. It's 85%.
So kind of an average of all of them.
Average of all of them. And, you know, everybody says their rate is better. you know, when you go to the different clinics and stuff.
80 or 85%?
85% relapse.
Wow, that's very high.
Yeah, and that comes from the VA.
But go ahead.
That comes from the Veterans Administration. So I would assume they're pretty accurate.
Wow.
And then when people use my program in conjunction with either a clinic or a therapist, it's below 50%, which is still way, way too high, but it's a lot better than 85%.
Sure. All right. And what about people, do you treat anybody who has food addiction?
Yeah, but that's easier. You just have, yeah, a food addiction is different. You're talking about like bulimia and things like that. What you have to do is get them on a regular schedule. Don't give them things that are that will stimulate the opiate receptors, you know, to want them to eat more. You know, that old thing, I bet you can't just eat one. That's because all the food companies have food technologists that are making sure we're stimulating the opiate receptors so the people want more and more of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to put them on a normal, regular, healthy diet, exercise, and then therapy. But their addiction is different. They're not addicted to the thing because of dopamine and taking over the middle brain. Their addiction is more mental. And I just have to, my job is to just give them foods that won't aggravate it and give them a menu and a steady schedule. And then the therapists could take care of the rest of why they're doing it. It's usually self-esteem type issues.
Right. What about the fact that, put it this way, the foods that you were describing, when you take out all of those things, sugar, gluten, dairy, additives, preservative dyes, what it sounds like you have left is a bunch of, you know, I guess what they would call whole foods, meaning like you're just taking out almost all processed food.
Yes, processed
foods. It sounds like people have to cook their own food. They have to cook it.
Processed foods you're taking out. Processed foods have all of that in it. Those are toxins. It affects the immune system, it affects the insulin mechanism, it stimulates the opiate receptors. You have to take out all the toxins that we're putting into our body. And it's not that hard to do. If you looked at any of my menus, which you can, go to namedprogram.com and you can download a free menu. I think you have to put in like your name and your email address and then it'll just download for you. You wouldn't notice it was a special menu just by looking at it.
It just seems like, to be honest with you, it seems great, and it seems pretty much the same as what, you know, nutritionists have been saying for the last, since I got into journalism, you know, avoid the processed food, you know, cook your own food, this and that. But we're talking about addicts here. Do they know how to cook? These foods are very more expensive than going down to the...
No, they're not. You could get it where they're not more, because you could have more fruits and vegetables, which are cheaper. Chicken is fairly inexpensive, relatively, in turkey. And things like that, so you don't have to get a real expensive cuts. You could get a cheaper cut of beef, but it's chemical free, and they didn't use all this stuff, and that's getting more and more. It doesn't have to be organic, it just has to not have all this stuff added to it.
Right.
You know, like dyes and things like that. And then the important thing is to explain to the patients why and how scientifically, of course simply, why it affects them. And when you tell them that it stimulates the opiate receptors, that to a lot of them that doesn't make sense. When you tell them it throws off their insulin mechanism and it makes your body either crave sugar or release the sugar in the cells, which enhances your addiction, then they say, oh, that makes sense. So you have to make it so they truly understand it.
Very interesting. Do you have any therapists that you work for or work partner with who are in the Hilton Head Island or Bluffton area?
No. Not in Hilton Head. That's too far. Atlanta's the closest.
Atlanta's the closest?
Yeah.
What about Savannah?
No.
Okay. Well, all of this is, you know, all of this is very interesting to us because, you know, this is an upscale area, but we obviously, especially with your prescription painkillers and stuff and alcoholism, that doesn't have a heroin, maybe yes, but alcohol and opioids to a certain degree don't really have, they kind of go across all income levels.
Yes.
So this is interesting to me. I'm going to keep this, you know, keep all this in mind and see if I enlarge, because we have to find a local tie-in for all of our stories.
Mm-hmm.
If you did have a therapist who was reading this and was interested in partnering with you.
Sure, just have them call me without a problem.
Okay. All right. Will do.
Use my cell number. And I would just give them the stuff for free. I don't charge the therapist anyhow. They charge the consumer. But you know how much I charge?
How much?
A whopping $20 a month for all the recipes they need and all the questions that they want answered.
Wow.
I try to make it too cheap to steal. Plus, it's patented, but it's too expensive to defend the patents. So I try to make it so the big companies can't come in and steal it. And the water that I use, which isn't my water, it's called Aqua OH. It really helps
Aqua
with it.
OH.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
AQUA, let's see, -OH.com is one of the websites. The other is OptimalHarmony.com, and you can read a lot of peer-reviewed articles. It's OptHarmony.com. But the product is called Aqua OH. It's pure. It's made from limestone. It's a concentrate, so it's less expensive. You use 1 ounce to 31 ounces of water. But it's the only one that I found that eliminates acid instead of just buffering it. And that helps so much with inflammation. And the CDC says inflammation adversely affects 85% of all diseases, which includes substance abuse and mental illness. Because I use the same type concept for all the most of the mental illnesses. I'll give you a quick example of a mental illness. See, if somebody has anxiety disorder, they obviously don't have enough serotonin in their body, which is the feel-good thing. So I give him menus that have the precursors in there for serotonin, certain vegetables, complex carbohydrates, chicken, things like that, that have the precursors in there. And I make sure I don't give him anything that has cortisol in it, which is released by stress, and it blocks those. Now,
what are some examples of foods that have cortisol in it?
Well, anything that causes stress. So anything that causes an allergy, any of those additives or preservatives that we were talking about before, all of those things, besides all the normal things that used to cause stress. And stress releases cortisol, which blocks everything, really. It's getting us ready for the fight or flight moment. So we don't need to do cell repair or digestion if we're going to fight a saber-toothed tiger. So I found this water helps a lot with it, and I searched for about 2 years, and it was the only one that I found that eliminated the acid versus just buffering it, like is what most alkaline water does, which is better than regular water. But still, and then this was cheaper, so then I fell in love with it. It had both aspects that I liked.
Sure. Well, is this your cell number that you're calling me on now?
No, this is, I didn't know if you were recording it or not, so I wanted you to have a good recording. This is my home number.
I'm not, because what I'm doing is I'm taking background. And what I'm going to do with it is reach out to some of the therapists that we have as like columnists, you know, on a rotation with us. And kind of run it by them and say, you know, are you guys doing anything like this? Would you be interested in partnering with him? If you do, call me back. Because for our publication, we have to sort of have a local tie-in either through a patient that would be willing to talk to us or a therapist or, you know what I mean? It's just a local magazine. But
some of them, I wouldn't be surprised if what they are, they would be interested enough to contact you. Because
oh, yeah, because I won't charge them anything. I'll just explain it to them. But have my website.
What's your number?
Well, my cell number is 678-313-2956. And the website they should look at is named, N-A-M-E-D, program.com. And once they read it, there's nothing in there for them to object to. I mean, that's the great part of my program. Somebody could say they don't like something, you know, like it didn't taste good, but nobody's going to sue me and tell me their left arm fell off because they ate my recipe. All they could say is they got a bellyache.
With the whole foods and everything, I think you're pretty safe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I enjoyed talking with you. And as a person who I have in my family people with various things that, you know, could benefit from this program. So I'm going to pass on your website to, you know, just some of them are in therapy and some of them should be. so I really appreciate your time and the information. And the next step would be probably if I get therapists who are interested in following up, I'll tell them to drop my name. My name is Carol Weir, and the name of the magazine is Monthly, Hilton Head Monthly. So if you get any calls of people referring to Carol Weir or Hilton Head Monthly, it's because I sent them your way.
Okay, no problem at all.
All right. Thanks much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.